Let's go to finance, and business appears to have shrugged off the tough federal budget with an unexpected increase in confidence. The widely watched NAB survey has found the optimists outweighed the pessimists in June, with business conditions hitting a five-month high.
Most industries showed an improvement, but it was construction doing the heavy lifting.
Samsung is predicting a 25% drop in second quarter profits because of a slowdown in the smartphone market and the strength of the Korean currency.
The company expects to make an operating profit of $7 billion, down from $9.5 billion a year ago.
And the Vatican Bank has also reported a big drop in profits. The bank's profit last year was less than $4 million compared with well over $100 million the previous year.
The bank says the figures reflect the costs for reforming the institution. Pope Francis has sought to stamp out corruption and other abuses at the Vatican Bank.
Let's go to the markets. Wall Street has lost ground for the second day in a row as investors stay cautious ahead of earnings season next week. The Dow closed down, the Nasdaq's lost more than 1%. The S&P 500 was also trading 14 points lower. London overnight, the FTSE fell 85 points. And to commodity prices, West Texas crude trading at $104 a barrel. Tapas crude, $111 a barrel. Gold, $1,318 an ounce. And the Australian dollar is buying 94 US cents, 69 euro cents and 55 pence sterling.